Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Red X podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. My name is Haley Johnson. I'm going to be the host today. We have a wonderful returned guest that joins us today. His name is Zach Faust. If you are a regular listener to the Red X podcast, you know who he is. He is a team leader out of Delaware, and he is the number one followed agent on TikTok. And he has built a brand that consistently generates business for him and his team. So that's kind of what we talk about in today's episode. We talk about how to create content consistently, how to make your content show up where your audience is, make sure that you show up on their feed to transaction-ready homeowners. And then we talk about other social media strategies to really help you attract business from your ideal clients. It's an awesome conversation, and I'm excited to get into it. Another thing I want to mention is we just released a script ebook for all of our different lead products. So if you want scripts for anything that we sell, you can go to redx.com and go to any of the product pages, and you'll get a pop-up that will have the ebook. You just enter your information and you can get all of them there. Another thing is we released a bunch of content about the NAR settlement, of course, with all of the buzz that that's getting recently. We just wanted to come out with some content to help you really be successful in the ever-changing real estate market. Things change so quickly. And so that content you can find on our YouTube page, just search Red X, and that will come up for you. Of course, if throughout the podcast, if we have any resources or anything, you can always go to redx.com/podcast. We have all of our past episodes there as well. And if you're interested in Red X services, you could save $150 off the setup fee if you sign up through that page. So pretty cool. And all of the other resources are there as well. That's all for today's intro. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you take what Zach says today and you implement some of it into your business and start taking action. So thanks so much for watching, and let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Red X podcast. I'm so glad that you're here. We have a wonderful returning guest with us, Zachary Loft. Zach, how's it going?
It's going good, Haley. What's going on with you?
Oh, it is going so well. The sun is shining this morning. I'm happy. It's been snowing here in Utah recently. So
I was about to say, I didn't think you guys had like sun in Utah.
I know, right? I know. Yeah. It's been gone for a while. But so I'm just happy this morning that we've got some sun. So we're excited. And Zach, we're excited to have you back. For people that don't know who you are, could you just give us a little brief intro?
Sure thing. So my name is Zachary Faust, team lead for the Loft team, now powered by Real Broker in Delaware. Service the whole state. And we do that with a team now of 13 agents, 7 staff, and 10 virtual. So I'm sorry, jack those numbers all up. 10 total, and then 7 of those are virtual. And then we have 3 in person. With that, I got into the military when I was 17 years old. I served 6 years active, 2 years, and then the weekend, every other weekend type deal. Got into Department of Corrections, was bullied into becoming a real estate agent by somebody who's like, why are you a prison officer? That's not really your vibe. And I told her straight up, I wanted to make money, so I wouldn't do that. I'm going to stick with my benefits and my salary. And she basically bullied me into it and signed me up for it, didn't pay for it, emptied the bank account to get into the business, spent the next year and a half just sleeping with my eyes open, trying to get a business rolling. And through all the mistakes and ups and downs, we've opened a team, we've opened an office, and now we're the number one review team in the whole state, veteran owned and operated, and, you know, still clicking around and doing a lot of it through, as you guys know, and through what we've talked about on past podcasts, is through social media, through getting our eyes and the right eyes on our content, and with the proper message. And that's why I love talking with you guys about it, since you're so data driven.
Oh yeah, I love it. Awesome. And we're going to get more into that today, so I'm excited. But Zach, talk to me about Delaware right now. Like, how's the market? Like, what's going on? And how's your team doing? And
it's great. Oh, listen, for all my investors out there, you're looking for an Airbnb, you're looking for any type of rental property, we have 0% lodging tax and still some of the best properties available because we're coastal. But, you know, most people don't think of their retirement beach home in Rehoboth or Harvest Center. Right? They don't think about it. So, you know, when there's silence in the streets, go run through them. There's an opportunity. So I like the opportunity for investors and all that alike. We have a lot of relocation. lot of people coming down from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, New Hampshire, you know, all the way up the East Coast, because the average 850K home in Maine gets you the whatever you want in Delaware. So it's a real easy transition in that marker. So a lot of our marketing does actually favor out of state looking in, especially on YouTube and TikTok, as we've talked about a little before the podcast, because many people are looking to do that both for military and just for retirement purposes. And we get a big edge over our local competition who don't know how to make a Facebook account in terms of how do we generate those leads.
I love it. Yeah, actually, the same thing over here is a lot of people from California come to Utah. Mm, yep. So
there you go.
Similar thing. It's you can buy whatever you want here. So
yeah, we're specifically from Cali. They're coming from South, North.
Honestly, I've heard a lot from South, like San Diego.
Money.
Yeah, people come and they can buy mansions here. So
money. Yeah,
it's awesome. Yep. But I want to talk to you a little bit too about what you guys are doing right now that is working. And I want to know specifically, do you have stuff like, obviously you have to put systems in place for your team and stuff like that for them to generate business, but how often are you like changing your strategy? Cause I know with social media, things change all the time. Right. And, what is working right now that, and versus like what you're always doing to generate business. Does that make sense?
That's good. That's really good. So we have some big rocks that we're always going to have, that we're always going to have running. Like for instance, one of those is a crab trap. Those are ads that are running on Facebook and Instagram. They're lead forms. Just, hey, do you want a list? Hey, do you want to know your home's worth? Just quick, easy guide. We talked a little bit about that. That's one of our rocks. Another type of rock is going to be localized content, talking about the restaurants, talking about the local owners, interviewing the people that matter to the local community. Because if we want to contact local homeowners, we need to talk to the people they're listening to. Right. And that's marketing 101. Mm-hmm. And then the third is obviously the real estate content, the market updates, the relocation content, the deep dives. That's always, all three are always going to be there. The lead generating content on all these platforms, how we're talking to them in state and how we're talking to them out of state. Now, the stuff we're working on now, how often how many other things we're doing and how often we're swapping it around.
Yeah.
I'd say those big rocks are getting assessed probably quarterly, just to make sure the niche within those doesn't need to shift around. Like we're never not going to talk about the local area, but how we do it, we need to assess, you know, and same with all those others, you know, how we're presenting the message, how we're editing it. What type of feedback are we receiving? Looking through our click-through rates to adjust thumbnails and things like that. Small rocks, smaller rocks, the ones that we can kind of interchange and maybe one day become bigger rocks. Right now, live, big. I love live, whether it's TikTok live, YouTube live. I'll tell you why I love it. Number one, TikTok live, the algorithm's pushing it. It's become increased. And my theory as to why is because that's where the real creator still shines. There's been this influx in the past 2-3 years because Haley, I don't know if you remember, but there was a time we had the force and yell and screaming. There were coaches everywhere that were like, make content, shoot video. And no one would do it. No one would do it. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, hey guys, like, I loved it. Now everybody's doing it. God bless COVID, right? But a lot of factors have led to that. And so now the theory, in my opinion, is all these places where all this scripted, highly edited content lives, and that's great. And you should utilize things like the story platform within RedX to systemize that world for you. But the live world is a place you can't do that.
Right.
So it allows the real creator to shine. And on TikTok's pushing that. YouTube also just launched the vertical live. You can now go live right on your phone on YouTube, and it shows on the shorts feed, so it can go out to people who don't already know you. Love that, because YouTube subscribers are really hard to gain. So I like it for different reasons. I also love the YouTube live because when you're done, it saves and posts on YouTube just like any other long form video. So if you talk about the right things and title it right, have a nice thumbnail ready for it, you can also promo it beforehand. It's going live in 48 hours and people can set an alert to get notified when you do go live. So you get some pre-marketing and it's there forever. And you get that live boost right with your audience where you get to chat with them. I love live. That's the kind of tiny rock I'm most excited about. I want to share one tiny rock because I don't want to overwhelm.
No, that's awesome. I think too, like it's so much more authentic to get on live, right? Like you were talking about, like, yeah, and it's highly produced content. You're very specific on what you put on your feed when you're just posting something. Whereas when you're live, it's like, you're right there. There's people that can chat in and say things. And it also keeps you on the platform longer, right? So that's why I think also the platforms like that, that you're on there, you're just watching somebody for a while.
Now, Haley, I'd like to, because there's people that are going to hear that and they're going to say, Haley, what do I talk about?
Yes.
What do I say? That was my next question. How do I interact with these people? And to be honest with you, it is odd. It is odd talking to a piece of glass, plastic attached to the internet, and somehow it's floating through space and people are watching it. And it's weird. It's very weird. It's not natural as humans.
Totally. So
it's okay to be uncomfortable. I'm uncomfy when I do it, right? But there's a couple hacks. Number one, you're going to get better at content just by doing it. That's the first hack from it. And I'll get into what you should talk about, but that's the first hack. The second hack is you're going to get more in tune with what people actually care about. Because if you're talking about shit no one cares about, no one's going to be there. It's great social feedback. And the third best hack is it's like practice because it doesn't go anywhere. If you're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, gone. Never happened. So I think those are three really good hacks about it. Mm-hmm. What do you say? A, real estate stuff. B, local stuff. And really, those are your only two options. Title it as such. And I'm talking to TikTok. And be a human. When you have someone jumping in the live and you see that little thing pops up in the bottom left, Jason joined. Hey, Jason, what's going on? Hey, Haley, what's going on? Thanks for jumping in. Hey, y'all, we're just talking Delaware. I'm looking through some. I did this yesterday, right? Here's another idea. I'm going to give two ideas on this. Two things I'm doing. All right. Just yesterday, and I'm going to do it again today, I was getting my deals of the week together because I posted on Instagram. I have a channel, Deals of the Week. You can look at it if you want to follow it. Just at least engage with the content so that the actual Delawareans think it's getting more engagement because we've sold some homes from it. Broadcast channel. And so I'm doing my research on what I'm going to be posting in there later. And I went live and we played this little game because I would find a home I thought was interesting. And I'd be like, all right, guys, 4-bed, 3-bath in Wilmington. It's near Fairfax. And quite honestly, the finished basement's beautiful. I think it needs a new roof, though. What do you think the price is? And there's just a bunch of people guessing the price.
Mm.
And it was engaging and people liked it.
Yeah.
And I didn't give the address. And I'd just keep it broad enough that it's legal, you know, because these are coming soon properties or properties that are off market in some cases. And yeah, I'm not trying to sell it. We're just playing a game. And great engagement. And then naturally, just in between all those comments, I get, hey, what's the lowest property tax area in Delaware? Hey, what school district would you suggest if I have 2 special education? Like, you know, you start getting those niche questions you were just mentioning that you don't have access to in normal content. The other hack I would say, I could say three, but the third one, no one's going to care about, I promise. the second hack is talking with somebody, going live with somebody. You can cross-pollinate audiences up to 4 people on Instagram. And I think it takes a few followers to do it on TikTok, but you can do up to 4, even 8 I've seen on TikTok and conversate. We're in a Zoom culture. We've gotten pretty good at the video call. Make it live. Four agents in your office. We do something called Market Talk. And the line is, you know, we're agents with our boots on the ground telling you what's actually happening up to the day in real estate. And we're just actually talking about, you know, we had a client today, blah, 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 pre-approved for this. And we walked through the home that 5 offers, blah, blah. I mean, you know, we're talking about the real stuff going on and people love it. So going live with other people is probably another great piece of content that wouldn't be just sitting in front of a camera trying to say hi to everybody.
Takes the pressure off a little bit.
A little bit.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Brand Builder. In the competitive and fast-paced world of real estate, your online presence is your most powerful tool. And as a busy real estate agent, you probably know you need to spend more time growing your business on social media. But if you're like most people, you don't have the time or know-how to become a social media expert. With 68% of sellers choosing their real estate agent based on reputation alone, you can't afford to not post engaging videos on a regular basis. Which is why I want to tell you about Brand Builder from Red X. Brand Builder is a tool that provides custom social media video editing and management for real estate agents and teams looking to grow their online presence. On Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and TikTok, you can capture your audience where they're already paying attention. With AI-generated scripts, teleprompter support, and quick turnaround times, it's never been easier to start attracting business from social media. You can choose from our flexible packages, including social video edits, starting at $267 per month, or go unlimited for your comprehensive content needs. And with our social media management add-on, your online engagement will skyrocket, leaving you to do what you do best, closing deals. Don't let social media be an afterthought. Schedule your free demo at redx.com/brandbuilder and start building a brand that attracts transaction-ready homeowners today.
So I was going to ask you what, because we talked about YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Is there a platform that you should focus on? I know, I think it takes 1,000 followers on TikTok in order to do a live. And Instagram, our lives, I think they're more geared to your followers, or and then YouTube, right? You just said that they just came out with an opportunity for shorts. But is there one that you would recommend?
Or the one I recommend if you can do it is TikTok, because if you're looking to gain a following, gain leads,
yeah,
TikTok's going to be the best bet. Mm-hmm. I got 3 leads, 1 seller yesterday going live on TikTok. It's a weird world. And if I go into my analytics and I'll take a picture of it, anybody wants it, anytime I'm done alive, if you want a picture, I'll send you when I'm done alive. It'll show you who joined the live and yeah. Where did they come from? 98%, 90% plus every time for you page, which means random person. Mm. Because I get it all the time, Haley. Zach, you have 1 million followers. Of course you have people in your life. These are random people. These are random. The amount I get from my following is like 1%, 2%. And not 2% of the million. 1 to 2% of the 160 people that joined the live.
Right.
So 5, 6. Other 155, random. Welcome. Hi. New face in the game. And the more you're doing it, the more you have people that are generally in there every time. And I'm telling you, a week ago, $1.2 million. I went and saw it yesterday. A marina, rental property, Airbnb. Beautiful. Love your TikToks, man. 68-year-old dude.
I love that.
TikTok live. It's wild.
Is there, because with TikTok, right, a lot of people try to go viral.
I'm so sorry. Someone probably heard that. I didn't even answer your question. If you can TikTok, but Instagram or Facebook will be your second best option. YouTube, if you have subs. If you have following, if you're making content, yes, you absolutely need to add in lives. But if you're not doing any YouTube, you just need to start doing long form YouTube, because that's working for sure.
Right. Awesome. And I was going to talk about like how TikTok, I think the messaging around TikTok is like, oh, how to go viral. There's so many like courses you can take, how to go viral on TikTok, all these things you can do, right? Yeah. Which you can't necessarily control going viral necessarily. It's all up to the algorithm. Yeah. But how do you make sure that the algorithm like gives you people that are in Delaware? I know your content is obviously
that right there, what you said, get people in Delaware, because I make content for the audience and let the algorithm figure that out. I don't make content for an algorithm hoping it finds the audience.
Right.
I don't know if it made sense.
No, it does make sense. To me, at least.
If we talk long enough and descriptively enough to somebody's interests, eventually the algorithm figures it out.
Right.
Eventually it figures out. And the other side, we do a little bit of local remarketing too, to kind of boost that process and kind of makes that happen faster. But we only found that out recently. The algorithm is such a wild word to constantly use in an industry where most people aren't even in tune with the real benefits of social media and how to utilize it right. And a lot of people jump right to the most confoundly confusing piece of all of it. The easy part is, if you want to make content that you want to be known for, just post it. Just post it. Because speaking TikTok directly, right? I'll tell you 2 ways where the For You page doesn't even matter. One, if you're making content that is following this formula, intention plus interest, then you'll equal their attention. Meaning, if you are talking to a person and you know what they're interested in one way, shape, or form, it doesn't mean, oh my God, they're interested in homes. No, I'm not saying that. Saying a Delaware homeowner in Dover might be interested in the new sausage house that opened up that they hadn't heard about. Hmm. and a review because I already tried it. And so this guy, and we're going to give it a quick review. 30 seconds. Oh, look at these guys. All right. Interest plus intent. Where are they when they're viewing this content? If they're watching it on YouTube, they've searched, they've scrolled through thumbnails, they've read titles, and they said, this one, that opener is going to be a lot different than viral, viral, viral. Right. Oh, this guy. Viral, viral. Like, so those intros are much different.
Right.
So we have to know the intention of why that person's even in front of my video, plus their interest, and I can get their attention. Hmm. So on TikTok, we are creating content that's equaling the attention of the Delaware resident. We're doing that by talking Delaware stuff. Mm-hmm. News, articles, green screens. Do I talk real estate? Yeah, it's another one of my big rocks. You're getting Delaware in real estate when you follow me. That's all I want people to know. And guess what? If I talked about my military stories, Haley, when I deployed to Afghanistan and I woke up in the middle of the night to the gunfire and I'm the only person in this other time walking in the middle of the night with a sniper scope. Like, if I talk about that stuff, yeah, I can go viral. I've done it. I was a prison officer. I saw some shit. The person who brought me in to the Department of Corrections ended up being, you know, killed in a raid. It's a crazy world, all these different worlds, but it does not define what we're doing today. And it for sure doesn't define what I want to be known for on social media. And that's the problem. Most people are trying to create content to get viewership. We're creating content for what we want to be known for. And there's a big distinct difference. Yes, the military and the Department of Corrections shaped me. And there's a lot of heart-wrenching things that still sit in my brain and still come to mind. And absolutely, I could sit and talk about it for hours. I don't hide it, but it doesn't change the fact that the public deserves to be served. And when they are following a piece of my content, they're expecting consistency. They're expecting to see something similar. Yes, they want it to be real. And yes, they want it to be authentic. But let me give you an example. If you go to a restaurant, I want the host to have a smile, right? I want the waiter to be, you know, a little pep. Hey, we got our specials. How's it going? Is this your first time here? Like, I want that. I want the manager walking around and blah, blah, blah. I want all that. I want great food too. But here's the thing. When I go the second time and the third time, and the fourth time, you know what I also need? I need consistent food. All that's great. But I came for this.
I like that.
Right. I came for this burger and you stopped making the burger. So like, I love y'all, but where's the burger? Like, you get it? You get it? Like, and that's where I feel people are constantly changing their menu. How are you supposed to build a following when you're constantly changing your menu? No one's doing anything consistently because it's not viral. So it's not fun. And I get it, because I want to go viral. Until you do, it sucks. It's not fun. Even if you go viral for something really good, you have so many comments to get back to. So many DMs to get back to. You have all this stuff. And then you post another thing. And then everybody who saw that, this new video is going to be on their profile. So if you go viral for, you know, whatever, riding around in my truck doing something, and it was a great video, and then I give a bad take on my next one, that comment section is going to light me to shreds. And Haley, my teeth weren't always this straight. My hair wasn't always this brown and fluffy. Mm-hmm. The comment section is rude.
Yeah.
So to my thin-skinned people out there, virality may not be your favorite thing in the world. Niche engagement is what we want. Hyper locally niche engagement is what we want. And can I share the hack that we're doing for this, Haley?
Yes.
Okay.
Please. And
this is money involved. You're not paying me. Just as a front. Like, this is not a service. This is something you can do, but it does involve ad spend. The two factors are ad spend and organic content. These are the only two things you need to do. Going into organic content, you need to create something A, consistently, and B, that follows the formula we just talked about. You need to have something that's, you know, matching their interest, understanding their intent. That's the only way you're going to gain their attention. And you're going to create a lot of that content. Pump it out, pump it out, pump it out, pump it out. Now, let's say you pumped out 30 videos in the course of, I'm talking 2 weeks, 3 weeks, just to throw spaghetti, see what sticks. You're going to get one that finally sticks. And that may mean instead of 20 views, you got 112, whatever that means for you. All right, we're going to go to the bottom and we're going to hit the promote button. Now you can do this. It's a little bit more expensive if you want to do it because you have to buy the Apple store fee. But if you're only doing like $20, you can just do it this way. If you're getting in the hundreds and stuff, you can do the TikTok promote online, but that's level up. $20 into it. And then pump that locally focused, hyper niche content to your local audience. Now, let me tell you what you've just done. You have run a gigantic A-B split test with your content to find out in front of a national random, because remember what we said, viral, you, viral. And now you, now to add on top of that, you're talking about the local cafe in a town I've never heard about. I don't give a damn about this. But out of the 150, 200 people that saw it, you got a little bit more engagement that time. So if the guy from Michigan was like, oh, what's this? Okay, on to the next. Like, if you even got that, that means if you show it to the person where they know about that spot opening or they know where that is, oh, what? This is on my TikTok? Right? I'm talking, you know that's true, right?
Yeah.
You probably had it happen.
You
travel somewhere and all of a sudden, let me show you what to do in this local little town that you didn't even know that TikTok's about it. And you're like, how did it know I'm here?
Right.
So TikTok wants to do that. So you got to feed it that content. It's a super locationally niche platform. Feed it locationally niche content and be known for that location. Now, where do you make the money? Okay, I can sit here and talk about the local hot dog shop, but where's my commission?
Right.
Got it. Bradley, I hear you. So first of all, we had this conversation earlier. I'm in the waiting game. Loft right now is all about brand share, market takeover, and it's a slow bleed from a lot of the old companies in this area that do not know how to market digitally, do not know how to effectively take on relocation leads and how to service and close them. We do. So we're taking over slowly but surely. And so none of the things I'm talking about are going to be like, whoa, direct ROI. It's a lot of branding, a lot of market share, and enough ad spend that I'm spending and enough that I'm gaining from it that I'm covering all my costs and taking over a market all while thriving with my commission. That's the method. This isn't a get rich. This is get your commission on this side, have the business sustainable in the middle, and have the branding and marketing going out, taking over. So we run that marketing. Now here's where the ad spend comes in and it gets a little bit sexier for people that want leads is now we can go in and, like I said, promote it. We've promoted it out to a local audience. You're going to get engagement and it's going to be magical. You're going to get comments from people in the area and you're going to be like, what? Because TikTok's really good at making ads not look like ads as long as the content fits the platform.
Right.
If you put up shit, everyone's going to know it in split seconds. That's why we run those A-B split tests. We throw out all this content. And so about the top 5% for us, we put money behind. And then we have the one that really does well, Haley. After 2 months of posting consistently, it's no magic bullet, but the one screen share with the mortgage rates behind me or talking about a call I had with a client that went sideways. And I said, could I share this? Like all this stuff when the one hits and then I get to put a half viral video in front of somebody from Milford. And then they're like, wait, this guy's from Milford? Like, that's cool. And people adapt to that. And it's not just 20-year-olds. It's people with investment portfolios that enjoy the content. It's people that have a lot of times out-of-staters that have been hit time and time and time again with your postcards and your direct mail. Oh, I see you're a secondary homeowner. Do you want to sell it? You got it. Guess what? They're calling me because I'm hitting them a different direction and giving them a lot of value way before the ask. And this ad is running in front of those people and staying in front of those people. So it's not a pseudoscience. It's math. It's you've watched my content over here. Cool. I'm going to keep showing you this over here too. If you decide to move, you know where to go. If not, just keep watching this because that's the other thing it's doing, Haley. That's the biggest hack of it all is TikTok doesn't know the difference between organic and paid. So if that ad goes in front of them and they watch it, they're then also going to tell TikTok, hey, they like this guy's content. Now, Haley, if you see someone's content and you watch the whole video, first time you've ever seen them, what's going to happen? What's going to happen is you keep scrolling.
You keep seeing them.
you're going to see them again. You didn't have to follow. You didn't even have to like, comment. Yep. You didn't have to do anything. You just watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And TikTok's watching you. So they know that. And so they're going to show it again. Now, again, they don't know. The algorithm doesn't. That crazy word again. They don't know the difference between paid and organic. So if I show a paid ad to somebody about the local area with my face, when that person has already shown they have interest in the local area and knows my face, well, there's a high chance they're going to watch it. And if they do, what TikTok's going to do is say, hey, these 7 videos over here that did well for you organically last month, we're going to show them too.
Mm-hmm.
Free views. I don't have to pay for this one over here. So all these are free. It's incredible. It's a hack. And if anyone wants to go on my TikTok channel, you'll see the videos I have pinned. Those are my 3 big rocks in terms of the rock speak on what I'm always running. And you'll see 250,000 views, 300,000 views. Like, oh, he's so lucky. He goes viral. Man, those videos had like 200 views before I put money behind them.
Mm.
And each of them only have probably $1,000 each, maybe 2. For 250,000 Delawareans.
Wow. I mean, your paid is feeding your organic as well, right?
So the stuff paid then is feeding the organic too. So then I get in my other videos, I'm slowly starting to see more and more and more people that represent and love Delaware, which is ultimately who I want to be the face of. I want to be the face of people who love Delaware.
Mm-hmm. And then they're in your area for however long and until they want to buy or sell, right? They might not want to when they first see the video, but later.
Yeah. Or just silly things. Like now my job is attention, really. Attention for our brand and growing our brand. I went to a PBA bowling tournament and got a listing out of it. And by literally getting on TV at a bowling event, 3 people recognized me, sent me the screenshot. And one of them said, oh, by the way, I've been meaning to talk to you. We got to sell our house. Just because they knew we were on the TV. It's dumb. It's silly. And it's not what anybody wants to hear. Because it's like, oh, how do I create that? You create that by creating hyper-local content and promoting it every way and shape form you can.
I love it. Well, Zach, we're out of time here. But I wanted to ask you just one last question real quick about like calls to action, like in your content. What kind of calls to action are you putting in those? If they're different just from your organic, I mean – if you're just posting about a restaurant versus like trying to get leads or whatever, if there's a difference, I'd love to ask that question. Then we can wrap up.
Yeah. I definitely favor the law of reciprocity on that of, you know, if it's a restaurant, if it's anybody I'm talking to, it's whatever they're looking to get out of it. Go to their restaurant, go to their event, whatever is going to be giving them what they're looking for. Cause we're supporting the local area and that reciprocation is going to happen. In terms of other content, just me, it's value focused. Again, law of reciprocity for the people watching that I'm giving free value, free game, get yourself set up. So in the next year, when you are set up, the law of reciprocity comes back. And then in terms of content, that's like more middle of funnel, bottom of funnel, I would say like I could be on live. I'm absolutely going to say, you know, during that live is a perfect excuse. If I get a question that's definitely bottom of funnel, hey, my grandma's looking to sell. I live out of state, but she's in Delaware. What should I do? I'm just going to let the comments flow. And I'm going to say, oh, Haley, sorry, your comment. Yes. Hey, do me a favor on that IG app. Can you send me a quick DM? Let's talk more directly about that. I want to give you a good answer. All right. Mm-hmm. And then just boom. And then it's like literally lead gen.
I love that.
It doesn't have to be a direct call to action. And then on YouTube. So for anybody making long form, YouTube is where the call to action lives. Cause again, they've searched, they chose, they clicked, now they're watching. And if that call to action is 30, 40, 80 seconds in, they've also watched that much video of you.
Right.
Plug your call to action. If you're looking to do X, hit me at Y. I love giving out my cell phone number. I give out my FUB number. I just say, text me. If I'm talking about restaurants, I'm like, hey, you're coming to Delaware and you want some recommendations, text me. Let me know where you're going and what you're interested in. I'll give you some thoughts. You're coming to X, I'll help you with Y. Just like value, and however I can get your contact information.
I love it. Well, Zach, I have a full page of notes here. I've just been taken throughout this podcast. So thank you so much for bringing so much value and really like awesome tactical strategies people can implement, right? And so I hope the people that are listening actually go out and try this. I would love to hear people's results as well. If you just
that's what it's about.
DM Red X and let us know. I'd love to hear your results. But Zach, people can find you just Zachary Loft, right? Wherever
Yep, Zachary Loft, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. That's the best spot. Not on OnlyFans yet. So working on that.
Not yet. Okay.
Not anytime soon. Thank you, Haley. You've been a fantastic host.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll obviously have you back again. Thank you everybody for watching, and we will see everybody next time. See you later.